Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast. I'm Jenny Smith, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. This month, we are exploring the Psalms. And each week, we're looking at a different type of psalm. And this week, we're talking about psalms of lament. Psalms of lament express sadness, frustration, or even complaints as the writer shares a problem with God. Over one-third of the psalms are classified as psalms of lament. In Psalm 22, David cried out to God because he was threatened by his enemies. He expresses his emotions, fear, worry, anger, and sadness, and then declares the truth about God's character and promises. Not only does this psalm express David's feelings, but it also contains prophecies of Jesus. Even though it was written hundreds of years before Jesus walked on earth, it told of things that would happen during his death. Verses 16 through 18 discuss how his hands and feet would be pierced, but his bones wouldn't be broken. These verses even mention how his clothes would be divided up. All of these things came true. As Jesus hung on the cross, he quoted Psalm 22:1. Because he died and rose again, we can be forgiven and live eternally with God. We can have hope even in the darkest and most confusing times because we can trust he will one day make all things new. There will be no more sadness or pain. And our bright idea ties in with that. God is good even when we are hurting. In our monthly memory verse, Psalm 145:9 reminds us, the Lord is good to all and his mercy is over all that he has made. I love teaching the Psalms of Lament because it helps kids see that even the writers of the Bible struggled with feelings and emotions and dealing with not understanding what God was doing. And let's look at the deep theology that we're teaching around that. Our he question asks, is there ever a time when God is not good? God never changes, and he is always good. Even when bad things happen, we can trust he is still good. And our we question asks, what can we do when we don't feel like praising God? It's okay to be honest with God about how we are feeling. We can talk to him about why we are upset, and we can always ask for his help. You know, I think these are important things for our kiddos to learn that we don't always talk about this explicitly. And our tough topic as we're helping kids navigate a broken world, again, goes right along with that, and it's grief. By the time they turn 18, 1 out of 12 kids will experience a parent's death. This is just one circumstance that can cause kids to grieve. Grief is deep sorrow due to loss, and kids may experience many kinds of losses, death of a pet, a move, a change in a friendship, and every kid will handle grief differently. Some will seem sad or depressed, while others may act like nothing has happened. Some may regress and act younger than their age, while some may try to take on adult characteristics and try to fill the role of the missing parent or those that they've lost. Kids who are grieving may feel confused about who God is. In today's lesson, kids will learn the Psalms are full of all kinds of emotion, sad and happy and confusion and pain. Help kids know they can talk about their feelings with God honestly and bluntly. And as a loving, caring adult in the child's life, being present for the child may be the greatest ministry you can provide. In our leader training tips this month, we're talking about working with kids, all of our kids, but especially those who are neurodivergent. And today we're talking about providing predictability. Knowing what's coming next helps neurodivergent kids feel safe, which makes them better able to learn and participate. So, what can we do? Remind kids what's coming next. Even if the schedule is the same every week, kids benefit from reminders. Remind them before transitioning to a new activity so they can finish their current activity and prepare for the transition. For example, hey guys, in 2 minutes, we're going to be moving to large group. Or, hey guys, we've got 5 minutes to work on this, and then we're going to wrap up. Next, communicate clear expectations. Some kids, especially those with differently wired brains, need reminders of what the expectations are. Describe expectations as concisely as possible. If leaders are on a rotating schedule, work with the team so the expectations are the same each week, regardless of who is leading. And then finally, notify parents of changes. If there will be a bigger change to the routine or leadership, maybe, notify parents so you can work together to prepare the kid. If the kid will be moving to a new room, provide opportunities to visit the room outside of the weekend when the kid can calmly explore the new space. Disciple makers, we're praying you're having an amazing summer. Thank you for discipling kids. We're praying for you. We're always cheering for you. And we'll catch you next time.